Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're getting ready to sit down with listener Lauren to talk about many fun celebrations over the years that took place at Disney destinations. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving the things that you dream of. In the best-selling Wisdom of Walt, Jeff Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Learn to go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland success. Make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet and create e-ticket experiences that keep them coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available on Amazon in hard copy, softcover, ebook, and audio versions, and you can also purchase a personally signed copy at thewisdomofwalt.com. And coming soon for all of our fans of The Wisdom of Walt, beyond The Wisdom of Walt, we're headed down to Walt Disney World, so stay tuned for that. Remember, with The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away. Save time and money on the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com. That's the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They've got the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. This is my insurance policy against the crowds so that I'm going the right way when everybody else is just following the herd. Check them out today. Save time and money on the next trip. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1231 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. A very happy Monday to you, and welcome to October. Can you believe it? Halloween's going to be here in just about 29 days. Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving and Christmas. It'll be time to run a marathon. But we're not talking about that today. We're having a great trip report here. We're going to talk about some awesome celebrations down at Walt Disney World over the years. And joining me today, not just one guest, we have two. We have a duo. We have a power couple. We're going to have a good time talking Disney. So joining me from Massachusetts, up the Northeast way, we have Lauren and Brian. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks so much. We're excited to be on.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Glad to have you. It's awesome to have both of you here on the show. It's going to be fun. So today, I was contacted by Lauren a while back, and we wanted to sit down and talk about, you know, not only just one trip report, but about what it means to celebrate milestones in your life at Walt Disney World. So I thought that was a great angle because, you know, I celebrated my first wedding anniversary at Walt Disney World. We did a lot of, you know, special trips, anniversaries, and so forth. And you guys kind of pitched that idea. So, Lauren, do you want to kind of give a little background on this to our listeners?
Yeah, so we've been kind of fortunate. We've seen our relationship and our life really grow through several things. It just so happened that we've been able to celebrate a bunch of life milestones on all of those trips. And it started really when we were dating and now brought us all the way up to we have our first son, and we've been able to celebrate all of our special milestones there, so it's been really cool.
So were you guys both Disney fans when you met and built a relationship, or was this something that one of you was more Disney loving and the other one kind of was sucked in by the tractor beam, or how did that go?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. So the background, really, I grew up going several times. I always loved Disney. It was a huge part of my life. My husband had only gone one time as a kid, didn't really know much about it, wasn't really engaged in it. And when we started dating back in 2012, I said, hey, listen, if this is going to work, just so you know, we're going to be spending a lot of time in Disney World. It's a passion of mine. So he said, all right, well, let's book our first trip. So we booked our first trip only 6 months into our relationship. We went in September of 2012. We went to Coronado Springs. We stayed for 6 nights. And the second we walked onto the resort property, I even have photos of it, he just looked around in awe and was like, wait, this is where we're staying? Like, you know, this is this is just one aspect of the trip. So he fell head over heels in love, and he can probably speak more to that. But with that first trip, it was absolutely a huge part of our life. And we actually booked our next trip before we even left that trip. So I knew he was the guy for me at that point.
Nice. So Brian, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you is, you know, what's that initial, you know, feeling like when you get there? Was, because everybody has these expectations of what it's going to be like, but then I think a lot of times once you get there, it's just amazing. So what'd you think?
Yeah. So my initial, feeling was actually when we were booking the trip, we should probably only do 3 or 4 nights. I remember when I was a kid, when I went the first time in, I think it was like 1992, and we stayed at Fort Wilderness, and I think we were either in the cabin or in an RV even, and it was it was very different. And so when I showed up at Coronado Springs, I didn't know what to expect. And you walk in, and I listen to a lot of your shows. I know you're a fan of Coronado Springs. And so you walk into Coronado Springs and you're almost just transformed kind of into it's just a different world. And when I got back out into the kind of middle of the, resort, where the waterway is, it was just, I couldn't believe the sheer size of the place too. Was just kind of, kind of threw me back. And I said, this is going to be a lot different than I originally thought it was going to be. And kind of just excitement for, okay, what else could be, you know, kind of happening here. So it really, I was a skeptic when I first, you know, went with Lauren and quickly after arriving, I became less and less a skeptic.
Yeah, your story sounds very similar to mine. On my first stay on property, you know, I went down as a kid for just a half a day, went to the Magic Kingdom, didn't stay on property or anything, just was passing through. But when we got there, we stayed at French Quarter, and the thing I noticed was just the scope of the place. You know, you see all these Disney buses taking guests from here to there, and, you know, everything is perfectly manicured, not just the resort itself, but the medians and the roads and the palm trees and the signage around property. Like, I was just blown away by that kind of stuff. And it sounds like it was kind of the same for you. You know, you arrive and all of a sudden you are, you know, you're in the bubble and you're enjoying that.
Yeah. And I really didn't know what the bubble meant. Right. And really it hits as soon as you're on the Magical Express and you go through the sign with the, you know, it says, welcome to Walt Disney World. And even now, you know, now, like, when we go through that, we take a picture every time or a video, because it's like you're transformed to a new world. Everything melts away as you pass through that arch. And for that, however long your trip is, you're in a different world. And really in that first trip, I kind of started to feel that, but not until I got to Coronado Springs and really just, it was pretty awesome.
Awesome. So Lauren, I'm sure that you were just eating this up, because this was, I'm sure, just like your hopes that, you know, this would be everything that, you know, you wanted him to expect to realize and enjoy. And when that happens, I'm sure that you were just walking on cloud nine as well.
Oh yeah. I was like, okay, perfect. So this is the guy for me. This is great. Which actually leads us to our second trip, so we became really huge fans of going in September. We love the lower crowds. We enjoyed the Halloween decor, you know, all that stuff. So it really became the time that we loved to go. So our second trip was actually the trip where we got engaged. So that was a dream come true, of course. So we booked another trip, again, at Coronado Springs. We really loved it there. And we actually booked for 9 nights at that point. So Brian was like, no, 6 nights is not enough. We need to, and I think we originally booked 8 or 7 nights, and we added a night, and it got up to 9 nights. So, and at that time, I was kind of in my mind thinking, is he going to propose on this trip? Is this actually going to be? And of course, everyone in my life was like, you're going to Disney. Are you going to get engaged? And like, I don't know, guys. You know, we'll see. So we checked in, and our room actually took a while to be ready on that particular trip. And we had plans that day, but we couldn't really get into our room to get settled and changed. We were going to go to the water park, I think. And we were just hanging around El Centro there at Coronado. And kind of had long faces, I think, and one of the managers had seen us from afar and came up to us and said, you know, you guys don't look too happy. You're supposed to look really happy here. What's going on? And we said, well, our room really delayed, and we're kind of getting thrown off our plan. So he pulled us right to the front of the line there and gave us upgraded us to a preferred room and said, oh, nope, you're in. You're heading off to this room and go start your vacation. So that was also where we saw, okay, you know, Disney does recognize when you need a little extra magic and when they need to step in. And I think for Brian, too, it was like, wow, that kind of service is just really special. So that kicked off that particular trip. And so on the proposal day, which I think was early on in our trip, luckily, so Brian didn't have to keep the ring hidden too long or keep the secret too long. But that particular day, we started just at the pool at Coronado, which obviously it's an awesome pool there, very relaxing, very fun. And it's really funny looking back to the pictures. So I think you've probably seen that airplane that writes in the sky, the sky writer person writes a lot down. Yeah. So that was going on at that time. And right over Coronado Springs, in huge letters, it just said the word love that day, that particular morning. And there's a photo of me standing underneath it. Little did I know I was about to get engaged a few hours later, but it said love just right over us. And Brian probably could have lied and said that he...
So I'm saying, Brian, you got to take credit for that. You know, you paid the Skyrider to be up there all day for you. Come on now, you did that,
exactly.
Right?
I know, I should have done that.
You should have. So the day started like that. We had plans to eat at Ohana that evening. So after hanging out at the pool, we headed over to Ohana, and we were waiting. And it's funny, there was a cast member that came up to the, you know, hosts checking people in there and handed them a rose, had kind of a package with a rose. And they said, oh, this is for somebody here at the restaurant. And we were standing nearby waiting for a table. And I said, oh, Brian, somebody's getting a rose. That's so awesome. I'm so jealous. So come to find out it was actually for me. So we were at our table eating and enjoying. And it's funny, my best friend that particular night was texting me saying, do you think he's going to propose tonight? Like, what's going on? And so a short while later, someone came up to our table and handed me a rose. It was a special rose. So like I said, come to find out it was for me. And it was in a package, you know, with a letter and a note and a bracelet. It was really beautiful. And I was like, oh my God, he's proposing at Ohana. I can't wait. So I opened it up and it was a jewelry box. It was a bracelet. I'm like, okay, this isn't a ring, but this will work. So he gets up to give me a hug, and I thought he was getting up to get on one knee. And he wasn't actually, he was just getting up to give me a hug and say, oh, I'm so happy to be here. And so the rest of our dinner went on, and I was so on edge because I'm like, gosh, I thought that was the moment. Maybe he's really not proposing on this trip, you know, whatever. So I pushed it out of my mind, and we hopped on the monorail at that point and headed to Magic Kingdom for a night of fun there. And I'll let Brian kind of take over because this is where he was, like, you know, getting ready to do his thing.
Yeah. So backing up just a little bit, making the plan to actually do a proposal at Disney, I didn't know what to do, right? I knew I wanted it to happen at Disney, and I had kind of purchased the ring, quite a while in advance of our trip. And so I called Disney and I said, well, what do people normally do? How do we do this? And there was a lot of different things you could do. You could talk to them about adding extra magic and you know, gifts and things like that. And then getting the ring down there, you could insure it and mail it down before you went, so that, you know, obviously traveling through airports and stuff like that with an expensive ring, you don't want to do that. But what I decided to do was to just chance it that way. And I kept it in my carry-on, and we went through, and I was, you know, fingers crossed in the metal detectors, hoping nothing would go off, and nothing did. And the funny part about this is that the day that I proposed to her, I had the ring in my cargo short pocket the entire day, all the way until about 8 p.m. When I had actually proposed to her. So we got into the park, into Magic Kingdom, and we were just kind of just beyond the train station. And I said to Lauren, hey, I've got to run to the bathroom. So I ran into the bathroom and I gave myself a pep talk. and I, you know, pretty nervous, obviously. And And I knew where, you know, one of our favorite times of year and favorite holiday is Halloween. And we were going to be going to the, you know, Halloween party and stuff like that. And so we went to the, it was the right as soon as you walk into Magic Kingdom where you can take a picture and they've got the scarecrows and stuff like that. And then the castle is kind of way down Main Street. And so it just so happened there was no line. And it was crowded. It was crowded that night. So we walked up and took a bunch of pictures. And then when we were breaking up and about to kind of walk away, I said to the guy, can we just get one, you know, kind of one more picture? And went down on a knee and I think the two of us kind of blacked out.
I totally blacked out. Yeah. I saw him go down one knee and just, I lost all sound all day. I just completely couldn't see, couldn't hear. It was just an amazing moment. And after I kind of like came to and realized what was going on, that other people waiting for photos were cheering, and the fast pass or photo pass photographer, luckily he started snapping away. So we've got some phenomenal photos of our proposal, just the whole thing from start to finish. So I'm really grateful for those photos, because I just really hardly remember it in the moment because you're just so overwhelmed. And I thought it was kind of funny that Brian asked, oh, hey, can we go get our picture taken? Because we had gotten our picture taken a billion times there, and he's usually kind of not too excited for that. So I was like, weird that we're going to take a photo. And so that was his reasoning for it. So it worked out really well. And
Mike, one thing I can say about, I hadn't planned anything with the photographer before. And some of the shots that he got were absolutely kind of unbelievable. And we were just, it kind of just, I think it shows kind of the professionalism of, and, you know, the readiness. And so if anybody's going to be doing stuff like that, you know, there isn't a whole lot of planning that you need to do. They're very professional and understand what it is they need to do when you're actually, you know, he kind of went right into proposal mode and started, you know, snapping shots. So it was pretty cool to be able to do that.
You know, I would think those photo pass photographers, sorry, just real quick, you know, they're probably excited to have something like that happen, because think about how many shots they take of, you know, okay, hold out your hands, or, you know, you're standing in front of the castle doing that for, you know, hours on end. And then when you get to do something like this, because, you know, as the photographer, these are the shots that are the shots of a lifetime, you know, that are going to be something you're going to look back on 20, 30 years later. So I would imagine that really is not only special for the couple that's, you know, doing something like this, but also, you know, it's pretty much an honor to be able to document that. You're the only one there to document this historic event in that couple's life. So I'd imagine they're excited.
Right.
Yeah, it was such a cool experience. And right from there, I said, oh, we're running a city hall. We're getting the Just Engaged pins that I had imagined my whole life being able to wear those. And I will say, we've been to Disney World for so many life milestones after that, and the engagement was the one that got people most excited for sure. We got so much attention from cast members and just people, you know, congratulating us, wanting to see the ring. And, you know, we'd walk into the confectionery, for example, or, you know, Main Street Bakery, and they'd say, here's a wedding gift for Mickey or an engagement gift for Mickey. And we'd get, you know, free cookies, popcorn, like things like that. It was just really cool to see the extra attention that people gave around that type of event. So the rest of the trip, Brian always likes to say that I basically disappeared the rest of the trip. I was just, my head was in the clouds, so excited to plan my wedding and think about that, look at my ring constantly. And I remember later on in that trip, we were walking around World Showcase, pretty much planning our wedding, just chatting. And it was just a really, really fun time, really special time. And so yeah, that was our engagement trip. And so, of course,
well, hang on. Let me just throw in one thing that I was thinking. I don't know if anybody else is thinking it, as you're on a run today or maybe on your commute. When you guys went to Ohana and the rose came out, you know, I hate to say this, but I was worried that the ring was going to come out on a skewer of meat, you know, so I'm so glad that didn't happen, because that's where my mind would have been like, OK, how can I surprise, you know, Pam with the ring? You know what? They bring out skewers of meat. What if that thing's hanging, you know, next to a big old chunk of chicken or something? So well done, Brian, not to do that, because I would have been worried that that could have happened and it would have been not good. You know, he could have choked on it. So anyway, so it sounds like you guys decided on the engagement to come back for your honeymoon, right? Is that what's going next?
Yeah, Absolutely. So we knew immediately right then and there that we'd be back for our honeymoon. So we got married the following September, decided to honeymoon there. So we actually booked 10 nights at Animal Kingdom Lodge. During that engagement trip, we had scoped out, we visited a few resorts and decided that that's where we would book for the honeymoon. So we booked 10 nights there for the honeymoon. I will say right off the bat, one of the tips I would give is, so we had our wedding, we had the day after, and then the morning after we flew right to Disney World, and we had 11 days of stuff booked. And it was very hard to keep up the pace because after having your wedding and going through that whirlwind and being exhausted and family and friends and, you know, visitors, it was tiring, honestly. And as much as it was such a wonderful trip, I would have planned it slightly differently with a few relaxation days, those first couple of days, so that you can really unwind instead of go right from the get-go. So
that's one thing.
That was just kind of one tip right there.
Yeah, Pam and I did that with our, when we got married, we took a week between our wedding and our honeymoon. Like we got married here in St. Louis. We had a week because, you know, you have the next day where you open your gifts and, you know, you have your whatever breakfast with your bridal party and all that stuff. And it gave us a week just to kind of catch our breath. And then, you know, it actually, to me, it extended like the excitement of the whole deal. You know, like I had the whole more week to look forward. We went on a, you know, Royal Caribbean cruise and went to Disney World for a couple of days. But, you know, it was one of those things. It just gave us time to catch our breath. And then, you know, hey, now we're on vacation again. You know, we're on our honeymoon. So it was, you know, I think that's a good point to bring up. It can get rushed. But 10 nights at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Oh, my gosh.
It was phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. It really was. We did the Halloween party. We actually also booked the Keys to the Kingdom tour. So we did that on our honeymoon. And that is highly recommended by both of us. It was such a blast, such an amazing experience. We also did a special meal at Citricoast. We're huge Disney foodies, so for us, dining is a big part of our Disney trips, and we booked lots of great restaurants, but one of the ones that stood out was Citricoast. They actually had printed out special custom menus for us that said happy anniversary with our, or congratulations, actually, because at that point it was just our honeymoon. So they printed that with our names, and it was such a really cool experience. And Animal Kingdom Lodge is relaxing, beautiful. We booked a standard room, but we could see animals from where we were, and it was a blast. So that was our honeymoon. Like I said, I probably would have taken some more time in the beginning. It was neat, though. We did get, again, some of that special attention. We wore our, you know, we're celebrating our honeymoon, or just married, pins. And so we did get more of that. Here's a wedding gift for Mickey, or, you know, tell us about your wedding. Congratulations. It was a fun experience.
And I'm sorry to say that we were two of those people who wore the Mickey hat with the bride and groom tux.
If you can't wear them there, where are you going to wear things like that? You know what I mean? That's your time. That's what you, you have to play the role.
Yeah, well, it's the Disney house. We wear them around here.
So that was our honeymoon. And then naturally on that trip, we said, well, we definitely have to come back for our anniversary. So before leaving our honeymoon, we booked our first anniversary. We actually booked that back at Animal Kingdom Lodge. This time we upped it to 11 nights.
Holy
cow. How far can we go with
You guys are, you know, by the end of the show, you guys are going to be like European and stay for a fortnight.
I know. I'm curious to see how far we can push it. But yeah, so Animal Kingdom Lodge was, the cast members there are just phenomenal, so welcoming. It's such a unique place, and we really felt like we were away from the hustle bustle, yet still part of that Disney magic. So it was a no-brainer to book our first anniversary there. We had 11 nights on the schedule. My parents actually came for the first few days. They like Disney as well. They hadn't been in a few years. So they came, and we showed them kind of our Disney that we do, and touring and dining and resort relaxation. So they enjoyed that. And after they left, we looked at each other and said, wow, we still have, you know, 8 nights here. So it was nice to have such a long trip. And we took advantage of some extras on that trip as well. We did Dine with an Imagineer at the Hollywood Brown Derby, which was such a really cool experience. Brian's a huge Disney history buff, so he really liked that because we got to talk about, you know, more of the behind the scenes, the history stuff. And of course, the meal there was fantastic.
Can I ask you, because a lot of people ask about this, but not many people have actually done this. What was your Imagineer's role in what kind of interaction did you get to have over the meal?
Yeah, so actually, she was kind of a, I forget exactly what her role was, but she kind of managed other Imagineers.
And projects.
And projects and stuff like that. And actually, one of the projects that she did was the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Nice.
And then she was going over to do Toy Story Land, which, you know, I'm assuming she's in the throes of right now. And so the way that that kind of works is that we did ours at the at Hollywood Brown Derby, which highly recommended. It was the food, obviously, is phenomenal there. And you get a, you know, you get a kind of a great choice. There's three or four, courses that you get. And then you're at one table back in the bamboo room, which is in the back of the restaurant, and there's probably 10 other people. So you really, it's a pretty intimate, gathering. And so for 2 hours, you really just, you kind of blast her with questions, and she, you know, kind of talks quite a bit as well, and talks about her role. But kind of the interesting part, and kind of the intriguing part, is what she can't talk about.
Yeah.
So she'll kind of talk to us a little bit and say, "Well, I can't mention anymore because you know this is, you know, top secret stuff going on at Disney." And the exciting part about that is that, you know, it's for our own good. You know, so
yeah, yeah.
So it's a really interesting thing, but you get to, you know, you can kind of ask any questions that you that you can think of, and really, I think at the beginning of the meal, it was very much like, well, nobody knows what to ask her, and then it got kicked off, and then everybody just kind of started, you know, throwing questions her way, and especially knowing that she was, you know, kind of project manager for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and then, mm-hmm. you know, going over and building at the new Toy Story Land. So, pretty cool stuff.
It was neat, and she autographed plates for everybody, and so it was a fun experience. It's something we would definitely do again. Some of the other extras that we did on our anniversary, we did the afternoon tea, the Grand Floridian, which was a phenomenal experience. We also did a 4 parks in 1 day adventure Oof. Together. We tried to do 4 parks and 4 cupcakes in 1 day. So we wanted to have all 4 parks and then a cupcake in each park. And by the second park, we were kind of over cupcakes. So we ended up switching it to a snack in each park. So we did that, no problem. It was a really fun, tiring day, but it was really fun. And again, I think having such a long trip, you're able to do extra things like that. You're also able to take some more downtime to recover from things like that afterwards too. And of course, we did the Halloween party again. And we also did something kind of extra special. We took our vows with us. We had written our vows for our wedding the year before. And we went to the beach at the Poly, and we kind of just reread our vows to each other, and almost like a little mini vow renewal just between the two of us, just something to kind of mark the occasion, it being our anniversary. So that was our anniversary trip. It was wonderful. And of course, we said to ourselves, well, we need to book our second anniversary trip. So we booked that shortly after. I will say, in between that first anniversary trip in September and then the following September, we did actually go to Disneyland as well. We went in June this past year, and it was, there. Well, I guess it was the year before at this point, but it was such a wonderful experience. That's a whole different show, obviously, but getting to go to Disneyland and be where Walt was and kind of walk in his footsteps was really cool. So we ended up booking our second anniversary at Disney, which was this past year. And we booked at the Grand Floridian, which was a dream of mine for a really long time. We booked 7 nights and then Port Orleans Riverside for 2 nights. It was our first time doing a split stay. Doing a split stay probably wasn't my favorite thing. I think we really like to settle into one home resort and really get to be comfortable. The split stay kind of made it feel like, you know, we had to pack up and it sort of made the trip feel a bit shorter in that way. So I'm not sure we would do a split stay again, but it was nice to be able to experience more than one resort on a trip. So, but staying at the Grand Floridian was such a dream come true. We ended up doing an anniversary photo shoot right on property at the Grand Floridian. We did more, lots of great dining. I think we ate at Pitrico's again to celebrate, especially since we were staying right at the resort. And really kind of took our time on that trip. We ended up doing some other fun things too. We did kind of like a bus roulette at one of the parks. We just kind of went out to the buses and said, whatever resort bus pulls up next or whichever one we see first, that's where we're headed. And so we did a lot of exploring at different resorts, really just took our time. I think especially since we get to go so often for so long, we like to take time and do things at other resorts and kind of off the beaten path. So that was our last anniversary trip. And the most recent trip we did was extra special this past January. We stayed for 6 nights at Coronado again. And I was 19 weeks pregnant, so it was our baby moon, and we also did a gender reveal while we were at Disney. So we ended up getting an ultrasound the week before our trip. We went down, and we revealed to family and friends back home what we were having. So that first day, we went right to Magic Kingdom. We went into the confectionery, and we got one blue cotton candy and one pink cotton candy. We kind of took pictures with it and kind of sent teasers to people saying, what do you think it is, you know, pink or blue? And so then we camped out on one of the little offshoots of Main Street there, and we did a Facebook Live for family and friends, and we got ears embroidered at the ear shop on Main Street. And of course, you can pick pink or blue for baby. And so we got blue ears embroidered with our baby-to-be's initials. And they were blue. We had a son. So we got everyone on the Facebook Live, and we kind of had the ears on the table and panned over, and everyone saw the blue cotton candy and blue ears, and that's how we revealed we were having a boy. So it was, extra special. And, you know, it was kind of cool to see, okay, we started going here, you know, 4 years before dating, and we got engaged, we've had our honeymoon, our anniversaries, and now we're celebrating, you know, having a baby. So we did that. It was a great experience. We weren't used to going in January. It was a little bit cooler than we were used to. But we did a special meal at California Grill, and that trip we had to really take our time. It is tough to keep up when you're pregnant. Even though I was feeling great, I was at a great stage of pregnancy, just the sheer amount of walking is a lot on the body. And so I ended up being pushed by my husband in a wheelchair for some of that trip. And so it ended up being fine, and Disney accommodates to all those types of things. But it was such a phenomenal experience to be able to do that and to create the excitement back home that, you know, wow, they really are Disney fans. They're heading down there, you can do a gender reveal. So it was really neat. And we're excited because we've actually just booked our baby's first trip for next April, and he'll be 11 months when we go, and so we'll be continuing to celebrate milestones for a long time, I think.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because obviously the next step is, you know, your son's first trip, and that is so exciting, I can tell you, because, you know, I'm a little bit ahead of you on the milestones as far as like with the kids, you know, like, you know, Mallory's first trip and then her first time that she can ride Space Mountain, and, you know, just, you know, all that stuff's coming. So what do you have like on your bucket list, or what are you expecting? What are you looking forward to on this next trip? Because, you know, your child's first trip, especially, I mean, everybody's heard us for the last 30 minutes. You guys are definitely a Disney family. I mean, there's absolutely no problem with that. You know, you guys have your cards in the pockets there. So what are you looking forward to? Because it is so much fun. You're going to have a blast.
Yeah. Well, so we're booked at the Polynesian, which is a huge bucket list place for us. We do have goals of staying at all the resorts, so that's why we're trying to stay at different places. And so we booked at the Polynesian. I think we're doing five or six nights. And we're planning to get our son is named Declan. Might have heard him cooing and stuff.
He's our special guest today. That's what I say.
Yes, he's the third member of the podcast. Yes, but he will be 11 months on the trip, and we're planning to get his first haircut at the Harmony Barbershop on Main Street. So we're planning to do that, and hopefully he's got enough hair by even if we just do a small trim, that's the goal, just to be able to say we did it. So that, and we're already talking about what rides we'll ride first with him. I think being there for my pregnancy, for the baby moon and gender reveal, prepared us for a trip with a child, because pregnant, you can't ride all of the same things that you would ride. So we kind of got to how traveling to Disney like that will be with a young one. So But we love, again, the off the beaten path stuff, you know, sitting and soaking in the atmosphere, you know, hanging out in the quiet spots, going to resorts, you know, listening to the piano player at Grand Floridian, just taking him to relaxing things like that, not just necessarily, you know, all of the typical things. We want him to be able to walk through all the spots that were special in our relationship. And I think Brian is excited to take him on. I don't do any of the rides that spin. So things like Dumbo and things like that, I'm tapping out on that. So Brian will be able to take Declan on those for first, and I'll hang back and take pictures. So I think we're looking forward to that.
You make a really good point, though, about when you go down, because I remember that, you know, we celebrated our first anniversary at Walt Disney World. Pam was pregnant with Mallory at the time, and it was a very different trip for us. Again, for those same reasons, you have to slow down. You can't ride, you know, all the crazy rides, you know, when your wife's pregnant and so forth. And we had a great time because, you know, you always say you're going to slow down, like, oh, this trip, you know what, I'm going to go down there, we're going to take time to sit on a bench. And when you aren't forced to, a lot of times you will not do that.
Right.
You will keep going 100 miles an hour. We had to that trip, and it was a great time. And then, you know, when Mallory came, we went back and she was 6 months old. It was very similar, and it was just as fun. So I think that, you know, you guys already have that expectation. You know what's happening. But I think this is reassuring for our listeners that maybe in the situation in the next year or two that, you know, even though the trip is different, In many ways, it's enhanced. You won't have as many things to check off the list, but you'll have more deep experiences and different experiences. And it is truly just another way to see Walt Disney World, which is awesome. So I think you guys have it down. You guys are just going to have great trips for years to come.
I think so. And seeing it through our son's eyes is just going to be, I mean, just to see, he's such a happy, happy, excited baby as it is to be able to think about him in that type of environment. And even just going places that we love, like Ohana, for, you know, we go on every single trip, just being able to have our child there with us is going to be, you know, all new meaning. And we've been to Disney so many times just as a young adult couple. Now we're entering that traveling to Disney as a family kind of crowd. And so it opens up new doors for us, and it's going to be fun the next several years.
All right. Well, hey, we'll have to talk about that trip. So let us know when you get back, and we'll do an update here on the podcast. But Brian and Lauren, I appreciate you taking the time to kick off another week with us here on the podcast. And congratulations on all these milestones. And can't wait to hear about the first trip with your son.
Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks for having us, Mike.
Right.
A big fan.
I appreciate that. All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. Stay out of lines. See the most amount of attractions possible, even Small World. And let's see, what else could you do? Maybe Dumbo the Flying Elephant, but don't do Barnstormer. You know, that'll scare kids off roller coasters for the rest of their lives. But you want to stay out of lines. Touringplans.com will do just that. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. We're also brought to you by the Wisdom of Walt and breaking news beyond the Wisdom of Walt for all those folks who have devoured the Wisdom of Walt over the past couple of years. New reading material coming very soon, this time based from Walt Disney World, not Disneyland. It's going to be awesome. Check out all the details over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Remember, when you're doing your online shopping, we love it when you support the podcast. It costs you nothing extra. Just use our Amazon affiliate link over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We get a little bit of a commission from Amazon. You still get your Prime benefits. It costs you nothing extra. And it really does help support the show. So when you do some online shopping this week, please do go through our affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestMike. And please do drop by the Facebook group and like us over there, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, it's time to get out of here and let you get on with your week. We'll be back again on Wednesday answering your listener questions, but let's make this an awesome week. Let's make the month of October incredible for everybody around you. So for Lauren and Brian, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome Monday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.